Well, that can be said for someone that covers the jazz scene as comprehensively as Leroy Downs, otherwise known as the Jazz Cat. A lot of people can talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Well, he certainly does. And if you check out his website, there will certainly be more than testimonial to what I'm talking about. We're talking about an archive of interviews with jazz luminaries. Now, how many times have you been to a jazz concert and said, gosh, I wish I knew exactly or, you know, approximately what that person, you know, the jazz artist was trying to convey? Or maybe what is the next project? Or perhaps how did this all come about that this jazz artist is right here on stage in front of me? Well, a lot of that is revealed in these interviews that go in-depth, very personal, and a lot of times, and of course, very entertaining, and a lot of times, very moving. We had some very, very entertaining interviews and very moving interviews with people like Ornette Coleman and Bobby Hutchinson, Charles Lloyd, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Carmen Lundy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And you can check in the website, thejazzcat.net, and be able to see all or hear all these interviews. Again, the website is thejazzcat.net. And without further ado, let me bring on the Jazz Cat himself, Leroy Downs, host of the Live with the Jazz Cat show. Hey, Leroy.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
All right, good, good. I got a lot to say about you.
No, well, hey, man, I really, really appreciate that. You know, it is my job to be the conduit to the jazz audience and get a chance to be up close and personal with some of today's and yesterday's most beautiful jazz players. And today, I have one with me who is, man, doing some beautiful things on the scene, Daphnis Prieto. Daphnis.
Yes, hi, hello, how are you?
I'm very well, my friend, how are you?
Everything is good down here in New York.
Down here in New York or up
here
in New York?
Yeah, I am down here in New York.
Well, you know, the first time I had a chance to actually see and hear you perform was at the now defunct International Association of Jazz Educators Convention. And one thing that I noticed, aside from, of course, your wonderful performance, is that you had so much to say on stage and everyone has so much respect. Your fellow musicians have so much respect for what you do.
Right. You want me to add something about that, or?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, tell me what you do, man.
Well, you know, I coming from Cuba and stuff, I have all these backgrounds and stuff, and I've been, you know, trying to alimentate myself and get as much information as possible from jazz music and universal music itself from every part in the world. So, I mean, I guess I have a lot of all this kind of influence in my playing and in my writing as a composer as well. So, I mean, I'm really glad that that it turns out that people actually feel motivated and inspired by my playing and my music.
Absolutely, man. How long have you been on the New York scene, and who are some of the first cats that you collaborated with when you got there?
Well, I'm actually here. I've been here. I got here on the 99, so I've been here 9 years already in New York. And some of the first people that I started playing with here, it was Steve Coleman, Henry Traigel, Andrew Hill, Eddie Palmieri, a lot of cats, man. I don't remember that list. That's a long list. I've recorded with most of them, some different records and stuff, so I've been working with them. But now I'm actually pointing more into doing more of my own stuff, more than as a sideman. And one of the few things that I'm doing as a sideman right now is Michel Camilo Trio. Mm. And besides that, I'm just teaching. I actually teach at NYU.
Yeah.
As well as doing my own projects, that's what I'm trying to concentrate more now.
Well, you know, you mentioned some of those cats that you had played with, you know, which speaks all of those guys, Palmieri, Chucho Valdez, Andrew Hill. I mean, it speaks volumes to the openness and freedom that they must expect from you. How do you dissect the music and dance all through these complex melodies that these guys do and that you're creating with your own group as well?
Right. Well, for me, it's all about what the music needs at that moment. When you play music, it's that moment, the one that counts. you know, besides anything else. And what the music needs, that's what I try to do on the drums. And that's why I'm kind of able to play a different, so many different styles, you know, from Henry Prager and Steve Coleman and Andrew Hill to Eddie Palmieri. That's a completely kind of approach musically.
Right, it's pretty diverse. You
know, yeah, very diverse and wide open range of sound and styles. So, you know, I always think on what the music really needs in those terms, and I'm really open, you know, to get and assimilate what they need, in, you know, in each tune, on each section of in parts of the tunes and stuff. So I guess that's why, you know, they like me to be there as part of the music. I guess all leaders and all musicians, that's what they want to do, to get their music grown and get the, not the best player, but the player that actually feel identified with this,
right,
with what the meaning of their music is. That's very important, you know, for at least for me as well as a leader, you know.
You're listening to Daphne Prieto right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio, on the Four Locals Only show with Gary Hamada. You know, people quite often refer to your drumming skills as unique and extraordinary. I mean, what combination of influences would you say attribute to that?
Well, I always been inspired by, for me, the classical guys on drum sets from the U.S., starting from like Max Roach, Elvin Jones, and Blakey, Jack Dionnet, and Tony Williams, and all these kind of, for me, like kind of a classic, you know, players.
Those are the greatest.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then, you know, besides that, any other musician that played with them or any other music as well. But I, you know, besides that, I get in the background from Cuba, which are great players there, you know, people like Changuito, which is a great percussionist and timba player, and Tatawines and Miguel Anga Diaz, that I actually have the pleasure to play with all of them and share information and stuff. And besides that, you know, I try to get information from different countries and regions in the world, like from India, Africa, you know, anywhere that I think I feel, you know, related spiritually with that music. You know, and I want to get some information from it. I don't only look at, you know, only jazz or only classical music. It's all, everything is for me music.
Well, you know, the world provides so many, especially all of those different cultures that you mentioned. I mean, I love the polyrhythmic thickness, the dense melodies that you seem to play all of the time. I guess that's why you get commissioned for so many dance projects, because your style always alludes to a movement in the body which makes you want to dance.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've done a lot of work for dance. My wife is actually a dancer, and she actually danced with the Trisha Brown Dance Company here in New York. And I've been working with her since like maybe 15 years already, since we met. So, you know, I know a few things about that, you know, music and stuff like that.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Hey, as a leader, you know, what is your favorite environment to create in? I mean, I know you play in every one, from duo situations to larger ensembles, and obviously, you know, you have the talent to just possess all those thick polyrhythmics, melodies with your music, but what situation is most favorite for you to play in?
Well, it varies a lot. Actually, I'm having a lot of fun playing with the sextet, which is my live configuration that I did with this last album, Taking the Soul for a Walk. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm playing around with that quite a bit, and you know, the music grows every night that we play and every time. And but I've played my music with different format, as you say, and you know, I try to have the same kind of feel and motivation every time that I play, mostly when it's my own music that I'm putting out there. I have actually like duets with only like vocals and drums. I have a project that I might actually put out soon, which is a duet project, and that's with a Kokai, which is a great MC, rapper, and vocalist from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Kokai.
Yeah, so we have a duet as well, and, you know, I do some trio stuff and quartets, and my first record is actually quintet, and I have also the Absolute Quintet, which is varying the instrumentation and the music itself. That instrumentation actually with violin, cello, organ, saxophone, and drums.
Oh, that should be beautiful.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I try to have as much fun as possible and try to, you know, concentrate in the music every time that I'm doing different sets of, you know, of players and stuff like that. But for me, the most important part is when we get that kind of relationship in the music where everybody's playing the music and everybody's enjoying and know specifically the meaning of it. That's very important for me.
Playing at the music, giving the music what the music needs, and having fun at the same time, man. That's
yeah.
Daphne Prieto on the show live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM, KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio, on the Four Locals Only show with Gary Hamada. Well, you mentioned your last project, and the name of that project is called Taking the Soul for a Walk. It's a sextet project. What are some of the notions or concepts involved in conceiving this latest album, and tell us about some of the cats on the album?
Well, the principal idea of it was actually created for a Chamber Music America grant that I got in 2005, and the music, it was actually presented in 2006. That music, it was entitled at the beginning The Emotion Series, and it was this series of emotions that I put down, like, series of emotions that I've been feeling lately, or let's say since I arrived here in New York. All these emotions I work on in the music and stuff, in different ways it came out. So that's the basic of it, and then Taking the Soul for a Walk, for me, it was the more open kind of sounding, verbally and musically as well. The title of it, it represents a lot of, you know, taking the soul for a walk. For me, it's like a journey of emotions, and, you know, and it's like walking at 6 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that, have a nice walk and taking the soul for a walk, you know.
Well, walking, that's kind of thinking and feeling and just
exactly all these emotions. Yeah. Different emotions. I have, you know, in the title tracks, I have like from something, Tell Me About Her, or Taking the Soul for a Walk, or I have actually two excuses. I have a tune, it's called The Sooner the Better. I have another one, it's called Emergency Call. So different things, you know, different situations in life.
Well, you know, usually someone puts, usually everyone, I should say, puts some sort of romantic arrangement of the music on their album, but Tell Me About Her, the song you just mentioned, that moves with love and joy and is full of the dance of life. You know, it's a nice moving piece, man.
Yes, yeah, thank you, man. I'm glad you like it. Yeah, it's kind of.
So tell me about her.
I just did, man. You listened to the music already. I just did.
Yes. Of course.
Yeah. So,
that's how I know, man. Is that one written for someone special?
Yeah, well, not specifically. I put myself in that point of let's say two guys, and one of these guys actually saw the person that the other guy loves, or the other guy wants to know about it. So he actually asked him, you know, tell me about her, and then the tune itself is that guy telling him, you know, about her. That was the situation. My wife actually got mad at me because I didn't dedicate that song to her. But I've dedicated like 3,000 songs to her already.
Well, you know, when I hear that particular song played, I mean, you can hear the story. You can actually hear the guy and how excited he is about the woman.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they go to the movies, they go dancing, they do all of these things together, and he's just so happy talking about this.
Yeah, yeah, that's the idea.
And it comes across in the music, man. Really,
yeah, that's the idea. Thank you, man. I'm glad it did, you know.
I told you, man, I got some good ears.
Yeah, no, I know that.
You're listening to Daphne Prieto right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio, on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Well, in addition to performing and teaching and recording and being commissioned by numerous projects, you also scored some film.
Yes, I did actually a few things that like documentaries and stuff like that. And I'm actually on to a project that I'm going to start working on for next week. It's actually, it's an opera. And it's going to be co-written with Anthony Davis.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're going to start actually working with him in an opera for, you know, that takes like a couple of years or so, but, you know. But yes, I like actually different you know, environments in the music. I love to do music for, like, you know, films, and I always see film and I say, wow, I wish I did the music for that too, you know.
Well, you got to be an emotional cat and be able to have vision among what you see, and you obviously put those things to music when you do. I mean, the music sounds wonderful. Have you got any other new endeavors on the horizon?
Well, besides the opera thing, I'm planning to make my next move in my next album. That is going to be with the Absolute Quintet. I have already all the music that... already reading, and most of the music we already performed. So I'm, you know, trying to get my budget together, because since this last record, Taking Yourself for a Walk, I kind of...
Took yourself for a walk, huh?
Oh, yeah, I took myself
for a walk.
And, and then I'm actually did my own label. I launched my own label, and it's called Daphne's Own Music. And I did this record as first, and then the second it would be this one that I'm mentioning now, Absolute Quintet. And I'm really excited for it, you know.
Well, you're doing some real wonderful things, man. We really appreciate you being a part of the scene and putting such beautiful music on the earth. And thank you for coming together with us today to share a few moments, man.
Oh, thank you for having me and inviting me to the program. I bet it's a wonderful program, and as you told me, you have... you know, you're paying attention to new music and new artists, which is very valuable for all of us.
Hey, man, you got it. You got to pay attention.
Thank you, man.
You got it. Daphne's Prieto right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM, KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio. The new album called Take Your Soul for a Walk. Is that it? No, it's Taking the Soul for a Walk.
Exactly.
Take Your Soul for a Walk to the record store. And pick up some great music. Daphne's Prieto.
There you go again, guys. Another stellar interview conducted by Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat himself. As a matter of fact, Leroy Downs is the MC and basically holds down Dizzy's Den every year now at the Monterey Jazz Festival. So kind of put that in your notebook when you hit the Monterey Jazz Festival this year and go by and say hi to... stop by and say hi to the Jazz Cat Leroy Downs at the Monterey Jazz Festival. Also, the website again, if you missed it, is thejazzcat.net. Again, another stellar interview by Leroy Downs and, again, his guest, Daphne's Prieto. Here's a little bit more from the title track, Taking the Soul for a Walk, and the album, Taking the Soul for a Walk, Daphne's Prieto Sextet. Daphne's Prieto Sextet. The title track, Taking the Soul for a Walk. Name of the album, of course, Taking the Soul for the Walk, if it's a title track. And just a quick mention, Avishai Cohen on the trumpet with Daphne Spirito, of course, on the drums. If you would like to get more information regarding this album, you can certainly check with us. It's a very, very recent release, 2008. It may not even be in the stores at this moment. But if you go to www.daphnesprieto.com, that's D like in David, A-F-N-I-S-P-R-I-E-T-O, daphnesprieto.com, you'll get more information on it.